Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Governor Mike Beebe has declared a state of emergency for Arkansas, particularly northwest Arkansas, due to the freezing rain and snow falling in the state's northern and western counties. The governor said today that the Arkansas National Guard has already been summoned to help with taking cots and blankets to areas where power outages are anticipated. A wave of bitterly cold air will follow the storm system. The emergency declaration comes with $25,000 from the governor's disaster aid fund to help pay for the response. Severe thunderstorms and isolated tornadoes are possible in the very southern part of the state, perhaps central as well. Beebe says his office is monitoring conditions to see where the storm's impact is most severe. Well, you know, schools have been shut down across northwest Arkansas today. The very northwest reaches of the state, the storm's leaving up to 8 inches of snow in its path. The Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department says snow and freezing rain are making travel hazardous in northwest Arkansas, and a half inch of freezing rain is expected in some areas before the precipitation switches to snow. Now, this thing going on in Arkansas is really part of a much bigger storm system. People across the Midwest are really getting ready to deal with what forecasters say may be the biggest winter storm in years. Residents in many cities went out to stores yesterday, stocking up on shovels, bottled water, you name it. Thousands of flights already canceled because of the storm. But once you get out of the very northwestern part of the state and the very northern tier of states in north central Arkansas, it appears that it's not going to be quite as bad as it was first thought. With the National Weather Service, I spoke with a meteorologist just minutes ago.
We're looking at rain to continue for the next couple hours. Might see some freezing rain in the Mountain View, especially in the higher terrain and the valleys up there. But around Batesville, we're looking at most of it to stay as rain. There might be a little bit of sleet mixed in, maybe a little bit of snow later on this afternoon. But most of the precipitation should be out of the area probably by 3 o'clock.
Does that include Mountain View?
Yes, it does.
And if what ice, then they may not get as big an ice accumulation as is once thought.
That's correct. Most of this, we've stayed on the warmer edge. We're just right on the southern edge of the snow. Harrison and Mountain Home have had a lot of ice this morning. We've had reports of over an inch of ice over in Deer, which is in Newton County. But we're pretty much right on the southern edge, so Batesville is pretty much going to stay rain. There might be a little bit of sleet or, you know, the small snow flurries that mix in towards the end of it, but the drier air is already moving into the state. I mean, we're almost out of the rain here in Little Rock.
So it looks like that Mountain View then just about the same as Batesville, more or less.
More or less. Mountain View might get a little bit more of the colder air moving in, but if you get anything, it wouldn't only last for an hour or two.
And that brings you right up to date.